This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 432 for Thursday, June 11th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are mixed on Thursday, with losses in the nearby July contract but a firmer tone in the more deferred positions. Canola up $2 to down 30 cents. The July contract, it's unchanged at the final bell at $467.80 per ton. New crop November up 60 cents at $471.80. Sharp weakness in the Canadian dollar, down by more than a penny relative to its U.S. counterpart, was supportive, as that declining currency should be making exports more attractive. Speculative short covering and underlying weather concerns in parts of the prairies also provided support. However, losses in Chicago soy oil did pressure values, with soy oil down half a cent. Technical resistance also weighed on the market as it attempted to move above resistance once again before drifting lower. Soybeans in Chicago, they held close to unchanged today, July up a half cent at $8.66 per bushel. The USDA did report private export sales of 720,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, confirming rumors that had circulated yesterday. Weekly export sales were also solid. The monthly supply-demand report released today included a 5 million bushel increase in projected old crop stocks, but a 10 million ton downward revision to new crop carryout. And the numbers were largely neutral for beans overall. World soybean ending stocks for the upcoming crop year were down 2 million tons from an earlier estimate, now at 96.3 million tons. Corn futures, they are higher on the day, up 3 cents in July at $3.29 per bushel. The USDA corn supply-demand numbers were only adjusted slightly for the U.S., with both old and new crop carryout up slightly from earlier estimates, but in line with expectations. The projected world corn carryout was down by 1.8 million tons from the May estimate at 338 million tons. Wheat futures, they are lower across the board. Kansas City posting the largest losses, down 10 cents in July at $4.47 per bushel. Minneapolis spring wheat down 6 cents at $5.13 per bushel. And Chicago down 7 cents at $4.99 per bushel. U.S. wheat production for 2020 is now forecast at 1.87 billion bushels. That's up by 11 million from an earlier estimate and at the higher end of trade guesses. World wheat carryout was upped by nearly 6 million tons at a forecast 316.1 million tons. Trade expectations had generally been for tighter wheat stocks. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales came in at a net loss of 44,000 tons of old crop business due to cancellations. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, June 11th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.